This weekend, a theater festival in Philadelphia will present monologues written by teens. The Mouthful Festival is produced by Philadelphia Young Playwrights, now celebrating 30 years of teaching kids to write. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports that the young writers will have their works brought to life by professional actors.
One of the monologues in the Mouthful Festival is written from the perspective of the city of Philadelphia, as though the city was a character on stage.
It knows its problems, it knows how they need to be fixed, but it also knows its citizens and what the city looks like when it's lit up, like in a beautiful way.
That is the author, Tyler Riddick. She's a senior at the U School in North Philadelphia, and she wrote about gun violence, where the city chastises its residents for using bullets to settle squabbles. She was driven to write the piece after a friend of hers was caught in a crossfire. He was killed.
I found out over social media, so it hit me in a way like I really didn't believe it at first until the funeral where I saw his body in the casket, and he was only 16.
Riddick wrote the piece called Restore My Brotherly Love as part of Philadelphia Young Playwrights. Its director is Lisa Nelson Haynes, who says there's nothing new about teenagers with strong feelings or the ability to articulate them.
You know, I remember seeing something on Facebook the weekend after Parkland. A friend of mine said, "Who's putting these kids up here to say these things?" You know, after the kids started speaking out. And I became enraged because I was like, no one has to put them up there. They just need to be offered the forum and the vehicle.
There will be 18 monologues presented in the Mouthful Festival with topics ranging from discrimination to gender identity to catcalling to the anxiety of ordering at a fast food counter. After the festival, they will all be rolled out over the next few months as podcasts. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.